Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 9th. Happy Thankful Thursday. We have been reviewing different prompts as it relates to gratitude over the last few weeks, and today's prompt is write a letter of gratitude to someone who has impacted you, even if you don't send it. Remember, as you write, to do so in a way that if you read back over it in 5 years, you're able to remember the circumstances. And also, the author of this gratitude journal tells us to use the word gift often. As I think about gifts, I think about the fact that God has given us the gift of His Word. Today we're in Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. This is the Passover. I'm struck by all the details and intentionality that we see here. In fact, the whole calendar of the Israelites is now going to be around the Passover. Starting in verse 1, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animal you choose must be a year old male without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and the tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night, they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or cooked in water, but roast it over the fire, head, legs, and inner parts. Do not leave any of it until morning. If some of it is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the house where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is the day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance." Before we move on, I just want to talk about how we continue to celebrate, in a way, the Passover. That lasting ordinance for us as believers is the Lord's Supper. Remember that the night before Jesus was crucified, He celebrated the Passover with His disciples. And during that meal, He introduced what we now call the Lord's Supper. And we as believers recognize the Lord as the Passover Lamb who gave His body and His blood for us. It's pretty exciting. We are going to celebrate the Lord's Supper on Sunday in worship. If you aren't able to be with us, I encourage you to join with us online. Get some bread and some juice ready. And may we think about the fact that Jesus Christ is the one who rescues us, the one who delivers us from slavery. the one who died so that we could be set free. Let's move on over to the Proverbs. We are almost to the end. I'm really sad. I think that it has been such a good thing for me to think about these different pithy statements about what it is to be foolish and what it is to be wise. We're going to start in chapter 29, verse 20, and read through verse 27. Do you see a man who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a fool than for him. If a man pampers his servant from youth, he will bring grief in the end. An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered one commits many sins. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of lowly spirit gains honor. The accomplice of a thief is his own enemy. He is put under oath and dare not testify. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that man gets justice. The righteous detest the dishonest. The wicked detest the upright. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Quickly, I want to make all of these statements into some don'ts. Don't speak in haste. Don't spoil. Don't speak in anger. Don't let pride get the best of you. Don't make a friend with a thief. Don't fear men. Don't schmooze. And don't think badly of those who do right. I want to give you another update from our mission team. They sound like they're having a really wonderful time learning at Living Hope and also stepping outside of their comfort zone to lead devotionals and to talk with children of the community and to support the staff of Living Hope. Most of the group is looking forward to tomorrow and the promise of continuing to build relationships at the holiday clubs. Thank you for continuing to pray alongside them. As we think about gratitude and the question or the statement that I gave you, write a letter of gratitude to someone who has impacted you. Who do you think about? I'd love to know which person comes to mind first for you. I can remember back to a teacher that really impacted me, Miss Barno, and how her kindness and her willingness to help me was such a gift. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. We see in Exodus that you are so detailed, and that you, Lord, have prepared a way for us to see Jesus as the sacrificial lamb, that he is the one that gave his body and his blood for us. And because of his sacrifice, we can be free from the slavery of sin. We also look to your Proverbs, Lord, and we thank you for the wisdom we find there. We know you to be a wise king, and we want to follow you. Lord, today we thank you for a person who has impacted our lives. We also want to thank you for a place, somewhere you've given us, some trip we've been able to take recently just because of the pure generosity of your heart. We thank you for something, anything that comes to mind, just pray to the Lord, thanking him for it. And we thank you, Lord, for one another as a community of faith, contending beside each other daily, reading from your word, and asking your Holy Spirit to transform us, to make us more like Jesus, and to remind us that you are present with us every step of the way. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.